Hey guys, Robbie Raz with the Cigar Federation here at IPCPR 2015. We are in the Crown Heads booth, which if you guys know me, you know this is my favorite booth to be in. I'm here with John Huber, one of my favorite people in the industry. And we're going to talk about some new stuff. The old stuff is still fantastic. And it's not even that old. I mean, we talk about old, it's a couple years old. And we got all kinds of gear and all kinds of stuff to get into. So how's everything going?
Everything's great, man. Everything is really, knock on wood, we're having the best show we've had so far. It is, you say that it's like old, but it's like, you know, it's weird when I think that we just started shipping cigars in November of 11. So we haven't been doing this for 4 years yet. So, but it's like dog years. You know, every year feels like seven. So I've aged like 28 years, I think, in the last four. But yeah, it's been, especially the last 2 years, have been kind of a real, kind of a rocket ride. It's good, man. It's all
absolutely
good.
Absolutely. With the, once the Headley Grange came out, and then the Las Calaveras, and that's when everything really took off for you guys.
Yeah, you know, we started working with the Garcia family and my father in early, when I say early, like January the 3rd, 2014 is when I went down there. And everything since then really has just kind of gone 0 to 60, like, you know, in 3 seconds. So we've done a lot of projects with the Garcias recently. We still do a lot of stuff with Ernie at La Alianza, and we're doing new projects with him this year as well. It's been fun. It's been real fun. Like a kid in a candy store getting to create all this good stuff, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about the new release.
The new release is La Imperiosa. It's based off of an old Cuban brand that was circa 1910, 1920. We registered the brand. And it's the recipe of the blend is identical to Las Calaveras Edición Limitada 2014. Ecuador Habano Escudo wrapper, 8th priming, Nicaraguan binder and filler. We're doing it 4 sizes that are unique to La Imperiosa. Old Cuban sizes. There's a 5 3/4, 46. It was supposed to be called Exclusivos. Jaime asked us not to use Exclusivos, so it's now Corona Guarda. Magicos, which is 4.5 by 52. There's a double Robusto, 6 3/8 by 50. And then a size called Dukes, which is 5.5 by 54. 24 count boxes, price range is 8.25 to 9.75, and it'll start shipping out to retailers the first week of August.
Fantastic. So obviously, if you guys like the Las Calaveras, so the 2014, you guys are probably going to really like this one, right?
That's the idea and the hope. It's interesting, though. We did catch a little bit of backlash from people for accusing us of, like, why was it limited, now it's not limited. You know, I mean, it wasn't limited in 2014 because of the supply of tobacco. It was limited because it was a one and done under the Las Calaveras name. But the reaction to the blend was so strong, and we kept getting requests from retailers over and over, make more Las Calaveras, make more Las Calaveras. So the story behind La Imperiosa is that the name means the imperative, that which is necessary. So I felt like this was a perfect fit for that blend. It was necessary to bring it back into a regular production line. And so that became the birth of La Imperiosa. So.
That's actually pretty cool the way you guys named it. So you guys also got a bunch of gear, I mean, floating around. I mean, these hats look great. So tell us a little bit about this.
It's more, what you're seeing is more for vibe, you know, more than anything. But we have an adjunct to our website called the Hardware Store on our website. And some of the stuff is for sale. Some of it, like, you know, some of the truckers, Paniolo, 4Kicks, I think that's sold out. But this is like our event-only hat. Like, you have to go to an event to get that. The New Era stuff, a lot of people ask about that. That's never for sale. That's just promotional only. So sometimes I get an email from a guy and he's a big hat head, and I'll send him a hat or whatever. But we don't, it's really kind of I call it a scholarship arrangement with New Era. I have a very good friend at New Era, and we'll trade out some limited hats for some cigars, and so we keep each other happy that way.
That's cool.
So it's just fun. I love doing that. It's like an extension of the brand. It's just part of the whole Crown Heads thing.
It's amazing how often I see those hats. That original one, the black, I still have that hat, and it's not even really. The front was white. It's not really white anymore because I've worn it so much. Yeah. Actually, my dad wears the camouflage one
really all
the time. My dad doesn't smoke cigars or anything, but he likes to go fishing or whatever. That's his fishing hat, so it's really cool. But yeah, I like to see, I mean, random people. I see people walking around with the Crown Heads hat on. So
I've always been a big hat junkie, you know. I mean, like, I have a closet that I share with my wife, and the top shelf is just like a dozen deep all the way back hats. And like every couple of months, I'll have to go through it and rotate and get rid of some. And so there's a lot of stuff that I don't have, but there's some stuff that I've hung on to.
I heard you got some world championship hats in there, too.
Oh, yeah. Go Giants.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. See, you know, that's what...
I go back to the Candlestick days, man. I remember Willie McCovey and Chris Spire, Dave Kingman. I'm like, that's before your time, man. So I'm aging myself, but yeah, I'm a big Giants fan. Yeah,
absolutely. So everything looks great. Thanks for taking the time to hang out with us. Really do appreciate it.
Bobby, I appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks, guys, for checking out all of our coverage on CigarFederation.com.